Great band, Snow Patrol. Great song, Spinning Games. And now it's time for a great quiz with your average host.
Back by popular demand. This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
Here he is. Strap yourself in. It's Rob. Sorry. Rob DJ.
Good morning.
Good morning. You all right?
Are you? Yeah, I'm fine.
How's all the work?
Oh, it's all done.
Is it?
All done?
Yeah.
What did you have done?
New fence, new gates, new pillar columns to hold the gates, and new front gates.
The electric gates?
No.
Mm. Why haven't you got electric gates?
Because I'd have had to have a slider because of the...
Oh,
sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. So, and sliders are very expensive.
Yeah. I got a pair of sliders. I bring them on holiday, and they weren't that pricey.
Like 15 quid, aren't they, I thought.
Well, no.
Don't drag a gate across your drive.
15 quid?
Yeah.
Please, the Paul Smith, love.
Oh, are we? 17.
I bought them at the airport in a panic.
Did you?
Yeah.
I like a pair of sliders.
Yeah, they're nice.
Mm.
When's your next holiday, Rob?
A month.
You're going away for a month?
No, I'm off.
Where are you going? Maldives?
10th of June.
Maldives?
No. Tracy booked it. Santorini?
Oh, it's meant
lovely.
To be beautiful.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's meant to be lovely, Rob.
Santa,
apparently so. Yeah, Santa, apparently, yeah. You have to look out for all the white buildings with the blue roofs or something.
Yes, it's very iconic, apparently.
Have you been?
I've never been. So my daughter's going later on in the summer. She's going July, and they're ringing forward. They're showing me photos. Italy,
right?
Is it?
It's Greece.
Oh no, it's Greece. Sorry, it's Greece.
Brilliant.
Ignore that.
That's why you've never been, dumb.
I might have been thinking of Sardinia.
Wow,
you're going to Santorini, aren't you?
Santorini, yeah.
Because I was thinking about going because they've got all the kilts there and the haggis and everything. Oh, yeah. Sorry, no, that's Scotland, isn't it?
No, there.
It begins with an S.
That's the North Pole. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Santorini with the buildings. Yeah, it does look nice, Rob.
Greece. The one in Greece.
Not in Greece.
Yeah, you're not going to the Italian one.
Good at geography, aren't you?
No, terrible. Really bad.
And how's Rob DJ's bar?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just normal. Well stocked.
Fully stocked up.
Well stocked up. Mm-hmm. All the cans turned in the right direction.
Yes, all the labels facing the front. It's perfect. It is an OCD's dream.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
Is it all Carling, Rob?
No. We've got Carling, actually. Sorry, Burton upon Trent. Carlsberg now. I'm Carlsberg.
Are you?
Carlsberg, good for you.
What's in the drinks fridge? What's in the big fridge in the corner?
Carlsberg, Budweiser. What's that Mexican one?
Sagres?
Or is that Portuguese?
Portuguese.
That's Portuguese.
Brilliant. I'm on fire.
Yeah. What was the question? What's the what?
Mexican lager.
Oh, Dominic's just handed me a note. Guinness, he says.
Oh, dear. There's some Guinness in there, actually. There's some Guinness.
It's a proper full-sized.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's three times the height of James.
I think you showed me a photo of it.
And there's some Coke in there as well.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Some lemonade. And wine for Tracy.
How long has that lemonade been in that fridge?
One bottle of wine for Tracy.
Is that the ratio?
Do you get a delivery every second day? Is it what it is?
Every day.
Beep, packing up. Yeah, straight in. Thanks very much. We haven't had a night at Rob DJ's bar for a while, have
you
we?
You have.
Me and Pippa have.
Oh, so
yeah, I've never been. I've never been to your bar, Rob.
Me neither.
No, well, you invited, mate.
I'd love to go. I'd love to come up.
Yeah. And can look at his new gates open and close.
Yeah.
Manually.
We can sit there looking at the gates.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
That's how you open them. That's how you close them.
That's how you close them.
Now, seat gap beer is not big enough for slider.
No.
Not big enough for slider. It's too pricey.
Too pricey.
Too bloody expensive.
Who needs a slider?
Yeah, but all that work he's had done, he probably spent about 400 quid.
Mm.
New fence, new gates, new tarmac, new drive, extension, double garage. It's a bit pricey. Leeds price is 400 quid. And what work did you do yourself on it?
All the lights and everything that I've put around
good.
It.
Did you? That's lights. Very good,
though.
That's
good. He's very handy, Robbie.
The decking and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Stained the patio.
I'm sorry to hear that. What, did you drop a pot noodle? Right, let's do the quiz. Come on.
Right, he takes the phone out your area. You don't need cheating bits on my quiz.
He stained the patio.
I didn't stain the patio.
He's playing at the festival in Brownhaven.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Question number one. Which group released the compilation album Songs for the Front Row in 2001?
Oh, now.
Which group released the compilation album Songs for the Front Row in 2001?
Blimey, 2001. I feel like I recognise that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, why?
Has anybody got it?
No.
Should we have a clue?
Yeah.
No one's got it, no.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay, without giving too much away, the group are from Birmingham.
Okay.
Are they?
But what are they called from Birmingham?
Yeah.
Had a good guess.
It's not Durin Durin.
Birmingham.
Okay. I've had a guess.
Question number two. Your favourite questions about cricket. Right. The first test of England's cricket season takes place next week at Trent Bridge, but who are they playing?
I can't remember.
The first test of England's cricket season takes place next week at Trent Bridge, but who are they playing?
I haven't got a clue.
No, I can't remember.
I've just had a guess.
Question number three. Chris will get this one.
Oh.
In Back to the Future, what is the name of Doc Brown's dog in 1985?
Nizzle McQuizzle.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
That's not a clue.
Doc Brown.
I think I know.
What is the name of Doc Brown's dog in 1985?
It's Nizzle McQuizzle.
McQuizzle, indeed.
I think I know.
Do you think you know?
Ding Dong Hong Kong.
Oh, God, these are old jingles, aren't they?
Yeah.
When I say dumb, you say slaphead.
Dumb.
Slaphead.
Dumb.
Slaphead.
We should delete that one.
Slaphead.
Cool.
Bombo.
When I say Pippa, you say pig. Pippa. Pippa.
Pig. Oh, no, that's not good.
That's not good, is it?
When I say Chris, you say loudmouth.
Hey.
Loudmouth.
Loudmouth.
No, don't.
Cool.
Question number four.
Rob DJ.
It scans so well, that one.
On which continent is the Zambezi River? On which continent is the Zambezi River?
I've been on it, don't like to brag.
Have you?
Yeah. Where were you?
Oh.
Which continent were you in?
What holiday was it and where did you go and who did you fly with?
Where's Pepper from? Oh, yes, I've got it.
Yeah. Wasn't that the Piranhas who did a song called Zambezi?
Oh.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? The Piranhas.
How did
it
go?
Also did Tom Hark.
I remember.
Not Hazy Fantasy.
Conversation with yourself.
No, I think it was the Piranhas.
Okay.
You asked the question and answered it yourself.
No, that wasn't the question, was it?
Yes, it was.
That's why he can't take part in the quiz.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like...
I know the answer.
He'd just say the answer.
What are you having for tea tonight, Rob? About fish fingers.
Are you enjoying the quiz, Rob DJ? Yes, I am,
Rob DJ.
And finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
This will drive you nuts. What was the full name of Tom Cruise's character in Top Gun?
I know it.
Do you?
Not seen it.
What was the full name of Tom Cruise's character in Top Gun?
I've only seen Maverick.
You've not seen Top Gun?
I've seen Maverick.
Not seen
Maverick.
Top Gun?
Brilliant, thank
Maverick.
You.
Maverick.
Oh, no, that's not a thing, is it?
What?
That's not his full name, is it? What's his full name, Dom?
Listen.
Tom.
They're all names. And he's got two of them.
What's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, I've not seen it, Dom.
We need to watch it together.
Well, that's the questions, John. Now we're back with the answers after these messages from our sponsors only on Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Cool.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Skoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
It's the most
smart bookers. Don't gamble on last minute prices. On the Beach have launched free price drop protection. If the price of your summer holes drops after you've booked, you can claim credit for the difference back. Oh yes, you heard right. There's nothing to lose. Get booked now with free price drop protection only at onthebeach.co.uk.
Terms and exclusions apply. For holidays 1st of May to 31st October, booked after 17th February. Claim up to 60 days before departure. Atoll protected.
On the beach.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4pm. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Johnny Vaughan.
I've gone to the dentist, yeah? And I'm really in pain.
Yeah.
Mm. And I go, he goes, it's about another little bit. I go, If there was someone injured.
Yeah.
And they couldn't talk.
Get a dentist.
Yeah, make way, I'm a dentist.
Yes.
He says he fell from a height.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Let's get back to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, shall we?
Radio X.
First of all, we'll play a song and then we'll get the answers. The answers will follow Teenage Dirtbag.
And he drives an IROC, but he doesn't know.
I am. And he doesn't give a damn about me. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. Feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
Top tune from Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. The time is 9:47. At 10 o'clock this morning, the news, shortly followed by Toby Tarrant and his request hour.
You get to tune to music, Radio X.
And then Toby looks at the list of songs and goes, not playing that, not playing that, not playing that. I'll play that.
I actually don't even really look at the list of songs. I just say, producer John, do stuff. And he does stuff.
I like the fact that Toby, because he's not, and don't say this the wrong way, because he's not experienced in radio, like he did like 2 minutes on Capital before getting a gig here, I heard him the other morning go, it's been, like in a really surprised tone, it's been a really good request out this morning.
They surprised me, to be honest. Caught me off guard.
You're really good choices today, well done.
See, my theory is all the people that did radio the proper way, student radio, local radio, they learned bad habits.
Right.
Yeah, whereas it.
Like every day trying to big up the songs you're playing.
Yeah, whereas I'm like a blank canvas.
Right.
You know?
Yes, that's...
God, the request out was rubbish today, you idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's on at 10. We'll open the line shortly. In the meantime, Rob DJ.
Back by popular demand.
Of course.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
And here he is, Rob DJ. Rob DJ.
Good description, that, a blank canvas for Toby.
Yeah, thank you.
That'd be a good description.
Thank you.
Yeah, in a good way.
You're welcome.
Just ready for a masterpiece to be, you know... What? Dawned across me.
That's it.
It's any moment. 10 years been in radio. Any moment now.
Is that how blank canvases work? You put already a masterpiece on top of the blank canvas.
Yeah. I just feel like one day it's going to appear.
Yeah, it's not.
No. It's a work in progress. So far, they haven't even brought the paint box towards the easel, but they will.
Is there an easel?
I don't know.
Or is it on the floor?
I don't know.
It's a weird set of analogies, so let's crack on with the quiz.
Okay, then let's get your answers. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Which group released the compilation album Songs for the Front Row in 2001? Dom.
I have guessed, because you said they were from Birmingham.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a clue for you, Tobes. They were from Birmingham. I put Duran Duran.
Yes.
Did I not say straight after?
No. You what?
Pippa?
I just don't know. I was thinking Black Sabbath, because Birmingham.
then I was like, look, then I put the Wonder Stuff because they've got a song called Welcome to the Cheap Seats. I don't even know where they're from.
James?
I had a guess, only from the Birmingham Clue, Ocean Colour Scene.
Captain?
Oh, I put Led Zeppelin because Robert Plant's from near there.
Yes.
Toby?
I've put ELO.
Oh.
And Chris?
Ocean Colour Scene.
Oh.
It is Ocean
Colour
Scene.
I wrote that down.
I turned around from Birmingham.
Now Rob DJ.
Mosley Shoals.
Rob DJ said.
Yes, true.
I'll give you a clue. The band are from Birmingham.
Yes.
He paused and then he said, but they're not Duran Duran.
Oh, did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Which was homage to Tony Blackburn.
I didn't hear you say that.
Duran Duran.
I wouldn't have written down Duran Duran if I heard you say that. Oh. What a silly story.
Right, I got that first one right, and I'm going to get the next one right. Question number two.
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 Question number two. Babble.
The first test of England's cricket season takes place next week at Trent Bridge, but who are they playing? James?
Don't know. Sri Lanka.
Captain?
Don't know. Bangladesh.
Pippa?
Don't know. India.
Chris?
Don't know. Australia.
Dom?
Don't know. Sri Lanka.
Toby?
We actually are playing India later this summer. We're playing Australia at the end of the year, it's a one test against Zimbabwe now.
It is a one test against Zimbabwe.
It's a trick question.
It's a trick question.
How are we meant to know that?
That is a tough one. But yeah, that is a toughie, Rob.
Toby knew it. I knew it.
What's but Toby's a cricket.
What's the point? What do they win? What's the point?
Well, you can hear us discuss it on the latest episode of Zero Ducks Given, available later this afternoon.
So where can I get that podcast? On Global Player?
No, it's not on Global Player, which they're not very happy about. But let's move on.
Well, they should have offered you a better deal.
They should have done.
Question number three. In Back to the Future, what is the name of Doc Brown's dog in 1985? Captain.
Ah, thanks, Rob. Baxter.
Dom.
I put Einstein.
Pippa.
I've put Einstein.
James.
Rover.
Oh, good.
Toby.
Ziggy.
And Chris.
Einstein.
It is Einstein.
I've got a point.
Now, did you notice he had to say the year?
Yes.
Because when they go back in time...
Right.
He has a dog who's got a different name.
Is that right?
I bet it's called Baxter.
What's
the... Oh, my God. No.
Newton. Isaac.
Copernicus, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm not 100% sure.
Does he have a dog?
That's one for you. You know that.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Either you or Keith Lemon would definitely know the answer to that.
Either that or Rover.
I'll let you have a look on Google afterwards.
Thanks.
Question number four.
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 Blah, 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 blah.
On which continent is the Zambezi River? On which continent is the Zambezi River, Toby?
Africa.
Captain.
Africa.
James.
Africa.
Pippa.
Africa.
Dom.
Africa.
Chris.
African.
It's Africa, correct.
You get half a point for that.
Yeah, it was so close, wasn't it?
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five.
Finally, question five.
And finally, question five.
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five.
What was the full name of Tom Cruise's character in Top Gun? Full name, Pippa.
I don't know, John Maverick Turner.
My God.
James?
Dennis Maverick Nesbitt.
Toby?
Michael Maverick Murphy.
Captain?
Steve Maverick Jones.
I think Dom's got it, so I'll go to Chris next.
I think I've got it.
Go on.
It's three words.
Okay, is it three?
Because you need his rank as well.
Maverick is his middle name.
His rank as well.
Is he?
No, you need the rank as well.
Oh, sorry. If I said Jeff Lloyd, am I close?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I've only got two names.
I've got
what you got.
I've got
Lieutenant
Pete Mitchell. Oh.
Lieutenant Peter Maverick Mitchell. It's correct.
Oh, is his middle name Maverick?
Maverick is his middle name.
Is it?
Oh, I thought that
Would you take Pete Mitchell?
I will take Pete Mitchell, yeah. Because everybody knows
that's what it says on his back.
That can't be his middle name. That's his. I mean, Goose's middle name. He wasn't called Steve Goose Smith, was he?
Yeah, I don't think Maverick was his. Maverick was his call sign. I don't
Goose's
think his
middle name was Steve Smith.
I don't know.
Do I get half a point for middle name?
Lieutenant Peter Mitchell.
Yeah.
So,
anybody get 5 out of 5?
No.
No.
For anybody?
Yeah.
No.
Did
what?
You?
I did.
What?
Yeah, I think he only got Zambezi wrong.
Fair play.
Well done.
Sorry, Zimbabwe wrong. Yeah.
Three, anybody?
Four. Well done, Chris. Three, anybody?
Yes, I got 3.
Ah. Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
Anybody else get 3 now? 2?
Big fat 2.
Big fat 2.
Big fat 2. Big fat 2.
Did everyone get 2 then?
Everybody get 2.
Pair of points.
Oh, to James.
Thank you. What a lot of thicker.
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on.
Is that it? Is there one left?
I think that's all of us. So let's go.
Rob. Captain.
Huh?
Did you get 2?
No. I got less than 2. I got 1.
Oh
dear. Sad, isn't it?
Tragic.
Got the Zambezi River. It's the only point I could accumulate in today's quiz. Not my best performance, actually, today.
In memory of Captain Crabbeard, whose brain cells passed away just a few moments ago. There'll be a special tribute programme celebrating all the highlights of Captain Crabbeard's on-air career here at Radio X. That's today from 1 o'clock till 2 seconds past 1 here on Radio X. Back to Rob DJ.
Apparently, Eggheads and the Chase have been on the phone for him.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, the Chase have been on the phone. They want to know if you do, can you do laundry? Thank you, Rob DJ.
Cheers, guys. Speak to you next week.
Bye. This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz on Radio X.
Coming up after 11, what have we got, Toby? And then coming up after 10?
Request hour.
Right, so we know what's coming up for 1 hour of the next 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow on the show, we will speak to Simon Pegg.
Ooh.
That's right, Simon Pegg. He is the major star, the number one star of the new Mission Impossible movie. Apparently Tom Cruise has got a little supporting role in it as well.
Oh, that's good.
Nice to see him doing well.
Simon Pegg on the show tomorrow. Toby's next. Have a great Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Rollback is back at Asda with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including two flaky cod fillets, 260 grams, was £5.21, now just £3.98.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my delicious fish and chip tacos, which will make any night feel like Friday night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, OK. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Ready, steady, the Toyota-thon is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Crunch. At Tesco, we love a good crunch. Imagine the first crisp bite of an apple or the nibble of celery dipped in hummus. It's reserved for perfectly baked sourdough and deliciously fresh iceberg lettuce. To us, every single crunch is worth savouring. The crunch. It's not a little thing. It's everything. Tesco. Every little helps.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, a man has been arrested on suspicion of arson after fires at two houses linked to Sir Keir Starmer. They happened at properties in North London yesterday and on Sunday. Nobody was injured. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper has told Radio X she's being kept updated.
The police have my full support in their investigation. As you know, we have excellent police teams who do this expert work. The Prime Minister has thanked the emergency services.
In other news this morning, we've heard this morning the President of France will be coming to the UK for a state visit in July. The King will host Emmanuel Macron and his wife at Windsor Castle. Donald Trump has just touched down in Saudi Arabia for the first major foreign trip of his second presidency. He'll also visit Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. It's been suggested he could join ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine in Turkey. That's happening on Thursday. M&S has confirmed customer data was taken in a recent cyber attack. Customers are being told no usable payment details or account passwords were stolen, though. And Andy Murray will no longer be coaching Novak Djokovic. They've come to a mutual agreement after 6 months of working together. And the weather, lots of sunshine around, feeling warm across the UK. The odd shower in the southwest later this morning. Temperatures up to 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global. It's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes... you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Tuesday morning, The Request Hour, Radio X. Hello to Andy.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Jeez, what about chopped liver?
Sorry, thank you, Chris.
You read the news for 2 minutes, get to thank you. I did 3.5 hours, I get nothing.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne, and thank you, Chris Moyles, as well.
Don't mention
thank
it.
Thank you.
Let's not make a big deal about it, but thank you, Chris.
Here you go.
Andy's driving to work in Hull. He wants to play this for all the fellow gingers who can't go out for the next week without covering themselves in Factor 50. I went out in the sun yesterday for about half an hour. I'm now sunburned. Send me a WhatsApp. Let me know what song you want to hear. Vampire Weekend, A-Punk, The Request Hour, Radio X. We'll be right back.
weekend, eh, Punk? Send me a WhatsApp 0330 333 100, and this next band I love so much. Jack in York says, morning Toby, you sexy ginger hunk. I am a sexy ginger hunk, actually. Thank you. I've got tradies Johnny and Tom doing work in the house listening to you, as well as myself in the office. Could you please play White Lies, Farewell to the Fairground? Yes, I can.
Request 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
Foo Fighters, My Hero. Kerry wanted to hear that for her husband, Rob, who is indeed her hero. Kelly in Buckinghamshire says, you're my hero, Toby. Thank you. What's going on the texts? I've already had Kelly in Buckinghamshire say that I'm her hero. Jack in York called me a sexy ginger hunk. What do you want from me? Now, hello to Ian in sunny Ashington on his way to sunny Glasgow tomorrow, who went to see Fida at Coco last weekend and asked for 7 days in the sun on the Request Hour Radio X. I've got a friend. Her name is Laura. We took a holiday, 7 sweet days in Mallorca. We took a plane through the southern Spain to see the ocean waves. We sat and watched the moon as crickets sang my cover tunes way back in May. 7 days in the summer. Yeah. She's my heaven. She's a spark. His name is Paula. He likes to cross-dress.